Okay, so yesterday we began discussing the halachas of bedika, bedikas chametz, and where the chiyuv may be. Now, before the bedika, already there are dinim, since there's a mitzvah, and we find that there's a stress over here, with Rabbi bedikas chametz, that the bedika should be done in the beginning of the night, like we started to mention yesterday, that the zinni of the Arlaneh. So it's interesting, the Baal Ma'ar already is medayik, that what's the lashon? Arla Abasa. What's the lashon? Arla Abasa. Arla Abasa is, why do we use Ar? Because the candle, the light of the candle shines even better at the beginning of the night. So the zinni in the beginning of the night. And the Shulchan Aruch Rav also speaks out how the Ikka mitzvah is at the beginning of the night. I'll tell you the Lashon. It's an interesting Lashon. Where is it? I hand it. Okay, the mitzvah is at the beginning of the night. Therefore, we find in here the Chassam Sefer. The Chassam Sefer in Tav Lamed Aleph says as follows: Af sheikra tekana ha'isa livdik belayla, even though the tekana was to check during the night, mikomakaim einay daima l'shari dvarim the mitzvahs and dafka belayla. It's not daima to other mitzvahs which are at night. There's a special stress that over here you should be makdim and you gain your zarz v'niskar, because when you makdim it to the beginning of the night, the aranei is yafa the mitzvah. Shulchan Aruch Rav says, "Mi sheini boydik take up at chidus alayla." Nikra oival takanas chazal. Hashem gim bekrishma urak mitzvah lechatzchil. It's a nice vav, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, that one who's not boidik v'teikav v'tchil z'alayla is being oival takanas chazal. So Akabam, we find over here in Tav Lamed Aleph, Sif Beis, that once we reach this man of the Dikas Chametz, the Mechavis says, Yizar kol adam shel yaschal b'shum malacha, you shouldn't start doing any malacha, and he shouldn't eat until he does the bedika. And even if he has the time which he's kavua to learn, says Rama. So we have over here the halacha about starting malacha or eating. What are we referring to by eating? The shmurus zivkat and hay. We're referring to eating or sifkat and vav, team of alm is mutta. Just to taste something is mutta. We're referring to eating achila, pas kibetza, bread, the share of kibetza, or vela yaisa. I mean, to eat more than kibetza. Fruit, you can eat a lot of fruit. But al kubanim, or he says, vayim bi arlochas peris haba eni muta, rak vachati shosha koidma bedika, av mishigi azman dedika gamma yidei peris, ein nochen lishois harbe, not to get involved in eating a lot of peris. So there's definitely, to eat a kviyas, that's definitely also from when this man of bedika begins. Now, the mishrura adds over here in Sifkat and Hay, vafilu chati shosha koidma azman oser. This is doesn't begin at Shkia, or at the Zman of Vedika, begins already half an hour before the Zman. Before the Zman of the Vedika already begins. So like we said, to eat bread or mezainis more than kibetza, that would be asa. To eat fruit or vegetables, or to drink a coffee or tea, would be mutta until the Zman Vedika, till Tzeis Chav, let's say. Like Mashur says, it's better to stop that once it comes to the Zman Bedika. The Bir Halacha also talks about it. The Bir Halacha says, L'chari mashta, Felix Shigi Zman Bedika, and it says, L'chom gam ke mut alecho, hurts a filabe, but like you said in the Shmur, it's better to stop then. Now, this din of not eating is dafka on the baidik himself, or if you're a shlich to do the bidik of someone else, but the other people of the house is mutter for them to eat. So, right, the question always comes up, can my wife eat? Can my children eat? For them, it's mutter to eat. There's a din on the baidik himself. Now, okay, so that's the din of the bedikah. Now, the question is also, how about davening ma'irib? Should one daven ma'irib before, daven davke afterwards? So the Mishbura over here, Simen Tov Lamed Alf Sukkot and Ches, the Mishbura says, Leinyan Tefillas Ma'irib, Oysen Mispal Ma'irib Bizmani B'tzibur Yispal Mikoydim. Those that always daven Bizmani at the earliest time, so then they should daven early. The Terech, the Kavtsun, because it's Miyatecha to gather people together afterwards. Megam ein lochosh kol kach sheyishkach livdaik. Also, we're not so worried that if we get in the Dam Mayer, we can come to forget to be baidik. Why? Because Tfilah yidava kvua, vein sheikh by Shem yimshech. Vam esbal bebeise yidin la'ach livdaik, vu yisbal daik. Deze yikayim shneim bezmanam. Okay, then he says, vim leka achar, if you don't have someone else, then yishbal v'ochen, im hu rogel esbal loyla biyachidi, Yivdei Tchila, because since he's Rogel B'kach, we're not worried that we'll forget to daven. V'chok Yaakov Kasa Dol Oilom Yispal Tchila De Tadev V'Sheini Tadev Tkadim. Therefore, again, if someone's ready to daven Ma'ir B'Zman, they can daven Ma'ir B'Zman, but as soon as they finish, because of Tadev V'Sheini Tadev Tadev Tkadim, but as soon as they finish Ma'ir, they should go straight home to do the B'dika and not waste time. It's interesting, Mishabur over here, Tuflam Beis, Sivkat and Beis, where Mishabur brings down a Maril that before one's Baidik, they should wash their hands. He says, Toiv Sheyitol Yadav Kaidim, he should wash his hands beforehand. Burak Mishum Nikias, that's what Mishabur says. If you take a look at the Maril inside, the Maril says, this is Lashon, the entire Yadav Aydei Netila, should be entire your hands through the Netila. Terem shivarech ala bedika, before you make the bracha on the bedika, the kolam avarech tzarech nikius yadayim mikoydim. Right, in order to make a bracha, you need to have clean hands. V'chein yisar apayit b'seida adir dar mituchim. V'zeh l'shaynei. V'varech kezoiz ba'oymitz al bir ha'chametz, v'ratz leima ba'oymitz hu b'netilis yadayim. Brings a pasuk to our yadayim yisav oymitz. So I'll go by him, there's an Indian to wash your hands beforehand. I saw also in the Mashal in Siman Pei Vav, Chuvas Mashal, he also brings this down. He says, V'koydem ha-shegiv the yitar yadav, afil b'lai shivshuv, v'ein zem igasei ruach. It's not like you're a balgaiva that you're washing hands even though you don't have to. V'achash ha-bedikas chom etzibol l'taris ha-regel. Since b'dikas chom is coming for taris ha-regel, shari samchin in hazman, shemavarcha b'regel, him came mitzvah chashuvi v'ru'i aliyoyse b'nikiyos. So he's mashman that it's even mitzvah the mitzvah itself, that you're washing hands beforehand, not dafka because of the bracha. It's out to the mitzvah itself that this is a chashuv a mitzvah which is ru'i to be done b'nikiyos. He says, v'chein pasik ma'aril up ayyadei the din over there. But it's mashman over here again, even if you're not making a bracha, the zinyan to wash hands beforehand. That's what. Now the bracha that we make, the mechaber says in Taflam Beis Sif Aleph. He says before you start the bedika, you make the bracha. Shekichon sveis v'tzivano al biur chametz. If let's say one made the bracha al bedikas chametz, he's thinking about the bedika. He made bedikas chametz. Prim Galim says you're not yoytza because he didn't mention the inyan of biur in the takan of the bracha. The nusach of the takana was to say bir chametz. However, from other places before that you do not make another bracha, and you just stick to the bracha that you made. You don't say it. You don't say it over again. It's even though the bracha bir, it's b'chal was pshat, right? So Mishmuruvi and Sifkat and Gimel explains it. Even though you're not going to be mavayir until tomorrow, but since this bedika is letzarech the bir, so it's me'ein the bir. He says, "Ve'im avarcha b'dikas chametz." The end is a soif mitzvasei. So, what, even though this is part of the beer, but since it's not the soif of mitzvah, therefore we don't make on the bedika. He says, "We don't make on the bittel. Why don't we make a bracha on the bittel? Because bittel's belief, And on mitzvah b'leiv, we don't make brachas. He says, in berach levar, let's say he said levar, instead of saying albir, which is a discussion in the Rishonim over there, Mishra says yatsa, yo yaitza. Okay. So therefore, what comes out from this Mishra is that when you're making the bracha albir, you should tak have kavana, not just on the bedika, but this is the bracha that's going also on the bir chams that you're doing tomorrow. This is the bracha, because al soif mitzvah say. It's the bedika with the beer. So you should be mechavan already on the beer and also the bittul and everything you'll be doing to be mevayer, the chametz, the strafe of tomorrow for the thing. Now, there is a richas if one has to stand when they make berachas and mitzvahs. Lemaisa maskana usually is that it's totally in the mitzvah. If it's a mitzvah that has to be done standing, so then you make the bracha standing. So therefore, over here, definitely there's an Indian to, you don't have to stand. The Bedikas Chomes doesn't have to be done standing, but there's still an Indian to stand as brought down in the Shmur and Tzimeches. There are those Shitas that held that you do make a Shechianu, because it's a mitzvah that comes from Zman to Zman. But Lemaisa, the Torah brings the Shita of his father, and you see from the Shulchan Aruch that we do not make the Brach of Shechianu, even though it's a mitzvah that's bar mizman lizman, and that's where the Paiskin Paskin, most Paiskin Paskin, that we do not make Shechianu. Mishbrua brings down a sifkat and hay, that one should not be mafsik in middle, one should really shouldn't be mafsik from the beginning of the bedika until the end of the bedika. However, if one was mafsik, shloim me'inyan abedika, right? Obviously, if it's me'inyan abedika, you're asking, was it checked? Was it cleaned? Did we go through this? Or some question of the bedika, that's fine. But we're talking about over here where it's mafsik with something that's not me'inyan bedika. So if it was between the bracha and the start of the mitzvah, so then we find that always considered hefsik, you'll have to make another bracha. But therefore, even the tzarcha bedika, l'chatchili, one shouldn't be mafsik between the bracha and the start. But we're talking about over here in the middle of the Bidika, what about middle of the Bidika? So that's, the Lashon is Taiv. It's good, it's a good thing not to speak between the beginning of the Bidika to the end of the Bidika. And the reason for this is because we're worried that if you're going to start speaking about Dvarim, which are not meaning Bidika, you're going to get caught up in a conversation and then you won't finish your Bidika. So that's the reason why it's Toiv not to speak. But rather, if someone did speak, it's not a Hefsik, you don't have to make a new Bracha on the further of the Bidika. What?
It also goes on the
Bidika. Yeah, it makes sense. Once we're saying the whole Svar is, yeah. Unless you want quiet at home.
Let's say if you feel by being by this together, then you're all going to make Bracha.
So the idea here is mitzad the bedika that we want that you should do the bedika and not get involved in other things. So therefore, it makes sense that what?
If you were made a shliach, then
right.
It's not about the guy who's fired.
That's it. So everyone should be careful not to speak, because then he'll get involved in some phone call, and then the next day he'll remember, oh, I forgot to do my shlichas. Unless there's someone over him. If someone started doing the bedika without a bracha, so that the Mechaba says in Sif Aleph, that as long as he didn't finish the bedika, he could still make the bracha, like the Mishmur says, because there's still a oivel asiyasim for the next step, which is you say it in many mitzvahs. If you already finished the bedika, so then you should wait until tomorrow, b'shas tesreifa, to make the bracha of albir chametz. Now, like we mentioned, one bracha, someone has to check the people that have their house, their office, their car, and they have many different places. Their summer house, their windows. I mean, they have many places that they have to check that night. So one bracha is really enough for all the houses. For all that, one bracha and the going, the walking from one place to another place is not a hefsik.
Can you talk
to that? What?
Can you talk
to that? Again, it's toiv not to, because then especially in that case where once you start getting involved in schmoozing between your house and your car, it's very likely to forget to go there.
It's the same thing with Dika on the car and the
what?
It's the same thing.
According to many places, yes.
What about public machzan?
There's a chayes and so on to check there. If it's a makam shemechnitz makam, if it's a mug shemechnitz makam, is that chayes on whoever it may be? The vad bayis usually sets up someone to do it. Can you send out ketanim? So that's also a question. Ketanim and not bnei shlichus. Do we need dafke shlichus over here? Do we trust the ketanim that they can do a good bidik or not? That's a separate discussion. Okay, now let's get to the nekud of bichlal when I'm cleaning or when I'm cleaning or doing a bedika. What am I looking for? What am I looking for? What exactly am I looking for? So the Gemara tells us that pirurim, one is the Gemara's lashon is pirurim halach hashivi. Pirurim crumbs are not chashiv, and the Rach speaks out over there that even though you're not mevatel it, the bottle on their own, the whole kapit alayhu. There are different biurim in the Gemara, but the Rach speech is that it's bottle by itself. It's bottle by itself. Now, so for crumbs or little pieces, that's not what we're looking for over here. The Gemara is on Vav on base. We find this inyan of tzirah by Kaili, that if you have small pieces of chametz in a kli stuck in cracks of a kli, there may be a din tzirah that's been sarved the small pieces to the share. But in a house, there's no tzirah. In a house, there's no tzirah. So it comes out that for crumbs, we're not searching for. So what are we searching for? So like this. To be over on the Issa by Rabbi Matzah, I need to have a kezayis of chametz in one place. I need to have a kezayis of chametz. So we're definitely looking for a kezayis of chametz. Is there a kezayis of chametz, which, whatever size kezayis, but you're looking for a substantial piece of chametz which is around. That's number one. Number two, we mentioned yesterday also that the second reason for bidikas chametz is because we're worried maybe you'll come to eat the chametz. So therefore, even a small piece of chametz, which is less than the shear of a kezayis, but if it's a piece that is easy for one to come to eat by mistake, that we're also looking for. So if there's a Cheerio or a piece of a pretzel or a piece of a cookie that's lying around, that one may come to by mistake out of habit to take it and put it in their mouth and eat it. That's what we're looking for. However, the Mishnah Berurah in Simitav Mem Beis Sifkat Lama Gimel says as follows. He says he's talking about over there the case of you have a batzik shev sitka reva. You have a dough which is stuck in the cracks of a kneading trough, a kneading kli. So it says, "If yesh kezayis makam echad, chayav levar." If there's a kezayis of chametz stuck in one spot, so I need to get rid of it. Vim lav. Then it depends if it's made to hold the kli together, or it's to stuff the. If it's made to strengthen the kli, or it's to stuff the hole. Okay, says the Mishmur like this: Vim lav chayav levar. So we said if there's no kezayis, then vimlav, if there's not a kezayis in one place, I'm sorry, if there's not in one place and it's there to stuff the holes of the kli, so then you chayv levar. Says Mishra as follows: the davkik sheish man are called kezayis, the adz a kli mitzarfa, because then the kli is mitzarf these small pieces together. Avikishloi nishav amin tuf men beisiv katalam gimel. Av kishloi nishav ben akol kezayis, ein tzach levar, v'afil ein osi lechazei chunmucha b'sif yiral. Ochein be'emes, this is the point. Chein be'emes yish machlegis ben apayiskin b'zeh. The das har b'apayiskin v'afil pachis mekezayis tzach biur, And whatever's chayvin beer is chayvin b'dika, because that's what we're doing. We're looking to be mevayer. So there are many paiskim hold that even less than exais needs beer. V'davka kisheroy la'achila kitzas. But when are we going to say that less than exais chayv beer only if it's roy la'achila kitzas? Avalim, 1 second, give the mishpura a chance. Avalim hayim mitunif kitzas. But if it's mitunif kitzas. That's important words. Mitun of kitzas. Upachas megzayis. If it's a little dirty and it's pachas megzayis, ain tzarch levar lekuli alma. You do not need to be vired at all. So it comes out from here that even these small pieces that I'm looking for, that one will worry that one may come and take by mistake and put into their mouth, is only if it's not mitun of kitzas. So if it's lying in a place where there's dust or dirt, or it's lying in a place where soap went over it. No one's taken that small piece which is already had some. We're not talking about any dangerous chemicals or pneumonia or one of these strong things that we're talking about even regular soap. So as long as I went over it with regular soap water, the soap water. Then it's already mitun of kitzas, and there's no chashash about it. So I don't have to take apart any chairs. I don't have to take apart tables or things like that. I just have to go over it with a shmata, with any soapy water. And that's enough. It's already mitun of kitzas. So then you have to worry about it. Then you have to worry about it. Again, you don't want your baby eating it. Okay, then you have to worry about it. Then you have to worry about it. Again, I gave you the rules. The rules is that if it's mitzvah of kitzas, that it won't be eaten, so then there's no chashash that you might come to eat it, there's no beer on that, and then you don't have to worry about it. Now,
that's the thing, you're feeding them Israel.
Okay, I'm not getting into that right now. They can learn the Chuvas Chassam Sefer and the Rashman Ervin and all that, but that's not discussion right now. If it's called you feeding or not, but Lemaisa, you don't want him eating it. So therefore, once you're cleaning for that. Now, what I mean to say is as follows, so therefore, many times that's enough. If it's crumbs, dirt, for sure not. If it's small pieces, which are in turn of kitzas, also not. Unless you were now in the kitchen where we keep the Pesach food or where we're cooking, so obviously over there or on the table that we're using, so obviously over there we're going to be more concerned about a small piece of chametz, which may fall into our food, and then it comes out we ate a mashu of chametz, which is also on Pesach, and it may not be batal either. This is all my ikaratin. So when you're cleaning. When we talked about thorough cleaning, what we meant was getting rid of any pieces of chametz like this. Okay? Now, where does it come to Inyan Taka to do a very, very thorough bidika? So that's the Shulchan Aruch and Taf Mem Beis. Again, I'm not saying this is in the Ikra Din, but the Shulchan Aruch and Siv Vav says, Nagu Lagara Haksalim V'Akisoish Nagu Mem Chametz. The meaning is to scrape the walls and the chairs that chametz came in contact with them. V'yeshna mamashi yismachu. Like the Mishbru says over here, in Sifkat HaChavches, Ratzaloyma, the ain lilug ala minik. Don't laugh at the minik. Loyma shu minik shtus v'chumri yisera. Al yeshna zeh smach minay shalmi. The isa sham hatoch beis ibatzei chayv levar. Because says over there, if you smear the wall with batek, with dough, chayv levar, so therefore they would scrape it. Says the Sharetzi in Nun Beis, and we come up from Raya Gemur Aleka, because the Hasim Keshetach Al Kaisel. What do you bring me a Raya? That's not a minik shtus to scrub the walls and the chairs. Because from the Yishalmi is talking about where they used to smear batek on the walls, but if I never smeared batek on the walls, so then where does it come from? Still he says, Avoloy min gimu atis. Where do you see even if it just came in small? By inyan the yisrael kedoshim heim and nagul hachme afil b'mash. Which could be goes back to that result that we mentioned, that the mishmaru mentions earlier, to get rid of even a mash or chametz. But Avada, this is also, you have to keep in mind that then they had smaller apartments. Some of them only had a one-room apartment. So it was much easier for them to do it and come to Pesach in the right mood and rested and to enjoy Pesach. But, and again, so a makar there is for those that do it, but you have to also take into cheshbon all the other cheshbonim, the stress and all that. So that is the makar for those that do it. What do you say?
Why do you have to do it at all?
So the get again is what one will forget, and eat by mistake, that's what we're looking for. We're not looking for crumbs, and what's matun of kitzas already, you don't have a din beer, even if you know about it, you don't have to search for it, and all that. Obviously, about checking svarim. So we know that the chaznish learned like the chai adam. The chai adam says, the chai adam taka is choshesh for even crumbs. The chai adam says, Lashon the Chai Adam is v'tzricho chavim livdek b'chayim v'zdakim. The avgad b'chayim v'zdakim ain't lachash al chametz koshu. In the Chai Adam's days, they only had these small cracks. Couldn't fit a kzais of chametz in there. So he says, what are we being chayshish for? Must be for koshu. Kigay prurin. Mikom ag mechshash the shemel yavi la'achli. Sarach levaya fil koshu. So from the Chai Adam in Kuf Yotes Izvav is mashma that he held that the Chiyah Bedik is even on Pirurim of Kalshu. The Makar to it is a Shilteg Vayrim in Pesachim, and that's what the Chaznish also took on. And therefore the Chaznish used to check all his Sfarim, or what he used to do is, he checked the few Sfarim that he was used on Pesach, and the rest he would block with a curtain or and sell to the guy. That's what the Chaznish did. However, us that followed the Pesach of the Mishnah Brura, and most other paiskim, it's also been doing like the Mishnah Brura and Rav Moshe. It's been doing like that. Rav Moshe also learned like the Mishnah Brura that on Pirurim we're not searching for Pirurim, so therefore we do not need to search the Svarim. And the person has to keep in mind that if he has a sefer, use your sechel. If you have a sefer that you always use or sometimes you use at the table while you're eating, then either clean that sefer before Pesach, or don't use it at your dining room table on Pesach, because maybe there is a crumb there that will fall out and then get into your food. Or what some people do is they have a cloth, a tablecloth or a bag that they when they want to use their sfarim, they always put that down on the table and they put their sfarim on that, so in case any crumbs does fall out or fall onto that bag and they're not eating off that bag and they put it away, so then you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to check this around before. Zmiris and Berchs and the benchers, obviously, which are on the table and many times have mamash chametz stuck to it, so that you have to put away and get new ones for Pesach. But during your cleaning, you definitely don't have to use bleach or anything like that to make a matun of ketzas.
Is it put away that means sell it?
Yeah, and if you're talking about a kezayis of chametz, yeah, but if it's not a kezayis of chametz, you're not going to have to sell it. But anyways, we sell all chametz, as we're going to learn. So anyways, you're selling any chametz that there is, but putting it away means so that you're not going to use it on Pesach. That you're not going to use it. You used to get in the bench, you're going to take that bench and use it on Pesach, and there's chametz on it, will get into your food. Now, pockets of clothing. So at the end of Siman Tov Lamed Gimel, it does bring down. Over here it says, at the end of Tov Lam Gimel, it says, Haga, v'chol tzorf v'chai v'chadar, v'akisim is the pockets of bate yad shall be gotten, sleeves or maybe cuffs, a lot of times cuffs are more, but you can find things in there more than in pockets. Shanaisim b'yam l'f'amim chametz, shricham adika. We have a story about that also, no? With the pockets. No, is that one of your stories? The kittel, right. The kittel story where someone, Matzi Yom Kippur, took a kittel and put in the kittel and then they sat down by the Seder and they stuck the hand in and they still had it in there. But pockets in that. So again, the Mishnah Brura says over here in Sifkat Mem Zayin, he says, Va'oilam noigim raklin nayar akisim shazbir. Not to go crazy over to shake it out. V'nochen libdekoy samashaz bedika. Because maybe you put in after it's chametz. But again, number one, it's only if it's a makom shemachnisim chametz. It's only packets that you do put chametz over there. So maybe children's clothing. But once you wash the clothing, it went through the washing cycle with detergent. It's definitely matun of ketzas, and I don't think anyone's eating something from those packets. Plus, your cups are usually filled with dust. If it's filled with dust and dirt, no one's eating from the cups. So therefore, if it was washed or dry cleaned, you don't have to worry about the packets unless you know that your mamish put pieces of chametz over there. Again, I don't think anyone's putting bigger than a kazais in their pocket. That you have to check it. Okay, again, you have to figure out. But if the kid does, and you know which clothing he does, then you should check it. But I'm assuming it's still less than a kazais. Yeah. Usually before you wash the clothing, also you check the pockets. You don't want your washing machine getting stuffed up with it. If it's together, it could be, yeah. Right.
Let's say
the brew. What happens when you break it? Can I have chametz? I doubt it. Yeah, because it's in there. It's not dirty and not really. Okay, so more pratim about this, I guess we'll speak about in the later share, different steps of that. Okay, now after the bidik, simtaf lamadal. Let's jump to simtaf lamadal. We'll just do a few more minutes. Simon Tov Lamadal Sif Beis. Achar Bedika Miyad Belaili Vatlan of Yomei. So after you finish the Bedika, you say Bittel. Kol Chamira Deisei Bershus Lechazisei Delebaarte Livotel Belevi Ka'afra De'ara. So now, the Bittel is on any chavetz which was left in my Rishus that I did not see and I was not Mevar. Right? I'm not being mevatel all the chametz that I have, because some of that chametz I want to eat tomorrow morning for breakfast. So it's on the ones that I did not find. Says Ramah, the yoyma bittel b'lashon shemevin. You should say it in a way, in a language that you understand. And if you're saying it in lashon hakodesh, you should say it in lashon hakodesh that you understand, or say it in English. It's bittel's belave. Like the Mishmur explains in Sifkat and Tes. If you don't know what you're doing, it doesn't help. So therefore the Mishmur tells you how to say it in Yiddish if you want. It's over here. Or you can find it in English. Now, it says also, we do bittul again the next day. We do again the next day before the end of the fifth hour, before the sixth hour comes in. Because once the sixth hour comes, you can't be mevatel anymore. Hagav ein levatel b'yom el la'acher shesarif hachametz kedei lekayim mitzvah streifa b'chametz shaloi. Meaning, we want to be mekayim the mitzvah streifas chametz also. So if you can be mevatel the chametz before you do the streifa, so then what's going to happen is you're burning chametz which you were mevatel already. So it comes out like this. What?
The lashon is delach hazitei. When did I even see?
That was at night. But during the day, you're going to see. But during the day, you're going to be even what you do see. That's the lashon during the day. That was at night, what you said. During the day, you're going to be. Yeah, during the day, you're going to be mevatel all chametz you have. Even what you saw and what you have and all that. So therefore, the bittul during the day is. So you have to make a cheshbon. You have to be careful because you want, before the seif zman of beer, you want to have enough time to burn the chametz and also be able to say the bittul of the chametz. Now, and also some people are very quick to say kol chamira. You throw it in the fire before you even got burnt yet. You're saying kol chamira. You have to wait until it gets burnt. So you need to give it time to burn to make sure that it burns.
Is there a certain shear that burns has to get?
Yeah, until it's nifsal machilas kelef. Now, in no, what? What
do
you say? Those nifsa. So now, there's a point that Shlomo Zalman used to warn about, that those people that put kerosene and different things into the fire, or if you burn the chametz in a plastic bag, So the chametz becomes nifsal machilas kelav before it gets burnt. So if you're trying to be machmer for the shita of Yehuda that would strafe his chametz, you're not going to be yaitzu because it's already nifsal before it got burnt. So you, at least the kezayis of chametz you should take out. Like we mentioned yesterday, you have in your different 10 bags, small pieces less than a kezayis. Take the 10 pieces, put them together, or take a kezayis of chametz, and be yaitzu with throwing kezayis of chametz into the fire. And one should be make sure that everyone in the household, not just the Baal Bayis, everyone should say Koch Hamira. And over here, when we say Koch Hamira, the Koch Hamira is, the Lashon is, that you've been mevatel all chametz you have, even what you might have seen or what you didn't see and all that. Yeah, everyone should. There is a sheet that holds the first Ishmael Vata, then you have to burn, actually. The Rav Yaakov Emden and Siddur brings it down. But again, the Pashas is like the way the Rabba says, that you shouldn't burn, that you should do it before you do Bittul. Okay. Is there another point on there? Okay, so
you
then.
You worry that it's not going to burn properly? And use a big Mechollah that they have?
I mean, it's the bittul, then he's being semichayim bittul. I don't know. The kids usually make sure. In this country, the kids are in the fire. It's ma'ash on nigla. So,
if you ran out of time, you forgot to burn.
To be vatal. Make sure to be vatal. We also do mechiras chametz, which tomorrow, I guess, we'll begin with the mechiras, and then go back to the simanim in between, which deals with kidneys and other things. Okay? Fine.
Can we do a bit of water tomorrow?
No, not.